We start with the latest on Gautam Adani. He published a lengthy rebuttal to the fraud allegations made by short seller Hindenburg Research. Adani addressed the majority of questions raised by Hindenburg and called its report a calculated securities fraud as well as an attack on India. The response, which was around 400 pages long, was timed around the last leg of the flagship Adani firm's follow-on share sale. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden have agreed to meet on Wednesday to discuss raising the U.S. debt ceiling. An agreement could reduce government spending and avoid a sovereign default. McCarthy told CBS that while reductions in Social Security and Medicare should be off the table, all discretionary spending, including the U.S. defense budget, should be reviewed for waste. Israel is vowing a vigorous and targeted response to Palestinian attacks. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's warning is the latest sign that tensions are unlikely to ease soon. On Friday, a Palestinian man shot and killed seven civilians. That followed a deadly Israeli raid in the West Bank city of Jenin. January has been one of the bloodiest months in years in Israel and the occupied West Bank. To China now, which has resumed issuing visas to Japanese nationals, ending some of the retaliatory measures it took against COVID-related curbs on its own travelers. The Chinese embassy in Japan issued a statement on its official WeChat account. Meanwhile, China's domestic plane trips almost doubled from a year earlier during the week of the Lunar New Year. Trips jumped 80% as Beijing pivots away from COVID zero. And finally, FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried has denied he was trying to influence a witness in the government's fraud case against him. His legal team has accused U.S. attorneys of portraying him in the worst possible light. Federal prosecutors, on the other hand, have asked for additional bail conditions on Bankman-Fried. They say he reached out to an FTX employee in an attempt to sway their testimony. Global News, 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Sue Keenan. This is Bloomberg.